Welcome to Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky, a podcast that is not just information, but impartation and activation. This podcast offers supernatural conversations that will encourage and equip you to live the Spirit-empowered life. Fireborn Ministries exists to see Jesus awaken this generation to the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen in to this powerful and encouraging conversation and share this episode of Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky.
Do you believe we are living in the end times? Are we seeing the signs of the times Jesus talked about with wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes? With recent events of social unrest on the streets worldwide, a pandemic, and the shaking taking place in the political realm, we want to answer your questions and calm your fears by giving you hope through our e-course, The Last Days, A Reformation in Eschatology. You can go through the e-course on your time, diving deep into learning how to study apocalyptic and prophetic passages of Scripture. You'll do a study on the mark of the beast and learn about the signs of the times Jesus spoke about in Matthew chapter 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21, and hear what the major views of the end times are and learn what the rapture really is. We will lay a grounded and biblical answer to a number of your questions about the end times, and you'll learn if Bible codes are real, and you'll hear if the Shemitah applies to us today, and make up your own mind if the United States of America is prophesied in the Bible. I want to give you a warning. This e-course, The Last Days, A Reformation in Eschatology, may shatter your worldview and what you have been traditionally taught about the end times. Go to www.charismacourses.com to purchase The Last Days, A Reformation in Eschatology with Jared Lasky e-course today.
Hey, Fireborn community, this is a beautiful Arizona day. We're about to start pushing in the 70s, 80s, and 90s this week. I mean, we were like 50, 60 degrees, but I'd love to get in the Word. Some people might be wondering, why is Jared dressed like a lumberjack? That's what my wife told me earlier today, that I look like a lumberjack. But there was a reason to it. I was interviewing Darren Stott, who's a pastor of the Eden Movement in Seattle. So it was the second time I was interviewing him for my podcast, Adventures in the Spirit. And because he's in the Pacific Northwest, and I was raised in the Pacific Northwest in Eugene area, Oregon, Lane County, I felt like I needed to put on a flannel. And this is what he said as we started the interview. He was running just a little bit late, but he made it right on time. But he's like, man, here I was thinking, you know, I'd get all dressed up because you'd be like in a three-piece suit or something. I mean, we're having a good time ribbing each other, but I said, well, there's a reason to this, so let me, you know. So he got on a suit and, you know, all that, and he was dressed, okay, to the nines, okay, for this interview. But I was like, but there's a reason for that, and then I hit record, and then I just shared how I felt led to wear this in honor of him being in the Pacific Northwest. So, you know, we had a good time. That interview will actually drop sooner than most because it's a message for now on his book, Unapologetically Supernatural, but... Guys, there's a lot going on with Fireborn Ministries. I do want to get in the Word about Joel 2:28-32 and some of this eclipse stuff that was real recent. A lot of people, man, there are so many theories, conspiracy theories, words from the Lord, people who I don't know, a lot of them I don't know. Anyway, it was kind of wild, and I think the next thing coming for the Christian craziness will be this red heifer thing, which on a whole other thing. Christians should not be in support of animal sacrifice whatsoever. No, it is not a sign of the end. No, we shouldn't celebrate it whatsoever. This whole red heifer of the Hebrew Jews trying to sacrifice animals after 2,000 years of the sacrificial system ending because of Christ Jesus, the ultimate sacrifice for us. And then the Judaic sacrificial system ended with the destruction of the temple there in Jerusalem in 70 AD. So anyway, you know, that's a whole other topic, but don't get caught up in the craziness, guys. There are so many wild stuff about this eclipse, and it ruined friendships, but what's next? Hey guys, just remember this. For some reason, fear makes money, but if we're in Jesus, we fear not. And I just kind of wanted to get in the Word, but also let you guys know that my son and I are going to Pakistan in May. Following up with the two Bible schools that we have there, doing crusade, doing a business conference, reaching the brick kiln workers who are modern-day slaves, took out a loan, and they're currently in slavery. So we're raising money, $5,000, so any little bit will help. So go to fireborn ministries.com to give. Any donation is appreciated. You could even give crypto. You could Cash App, money sign Fireborn Ministries. any size amount. We raised $575 just yesterday, so thank you, Jesus, and thank you to those who donated. But we need $5,000 total. But it's going to be awesome, and we're going to see people saved, healed, set free. But let's check out Joel chapter 2, verses 28 to 32. It says, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Even on male and female servants in those days I will pour out my spirit." Now here's the kicker. "And I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be those who escape, as the Lord has said, and among the survivors shall be those whom the Lord calls." And then on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, we see Peter pointing to Acts chapter 2, verses 28 through 30, basically saying what you see with this outpouring of the Holy Spirit is what the prophet Joel was saying, that the Holy Spirit will be poured out. But we need to look at the language here, okay? This is prophetic, apocalyptic language. So the Holy Spirit will be poured out, but there's this use of hyperbole, of exaggeration, of reiterating a point, of saying all flesh will receive the Holy Spirit. But have we seen all flesh receive the Holy Spirit? No. But the fulfillment of Joel 2:28 was on the day of Pentecost, and now we are children of God. We have the Holy Spirit. We are promised the gift of the Holy Spirit since that day, to more than 2,000 years ago. So the Holy Spirit is poured out, and the believers have the Holy Spirit, and we will spread the gospel everywhere we go around the world by the power of the Holy Spirit. This isn't saying that only sons and daughters will prophesy, or only old men shall dream dreams, and only young men shall see visions. This is using terminology and language, saying the Holy Spirit is going to be poured out on people of all ages, all genders, male, female, all races, all nations. They will all, in the new covenant, have the power, receive the Holy Spirit, and operate in signs and wonders, operate in the prophetic. And on the day of Pentecost, this was fulfilled, as we saw the baptism of the Holy Spirit poured out. The believers, the 120, were speaking in tongues. And Peter was saying, this, on the day of Pentecost, is that, Joel 2:28. But then, all that being said, you know, I love the Holy Spirit. We can worship Him. He glorifies Jesus. We draw near to Jesus. We worship in the Spirit through Jesus to the Father. You know, we can spend a lifetime and an eternity trying to grasp and fathom everything about the triune nature of God and His character and His will and three persons in one. It's an adventure. It is an adventure, okay? So spend time with Him, worship Him, glorify Him, and know that you have the Holy Spirit within you. But what about this recent eclipse? You know, because I will show wonders, verse 30 of Joel chapter 2. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, the moon to blood, before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. So what about that? Was this eclipse? Even though we've got 100 plus more eclipses coming this century, why was this one all of a sudden special? As a Christian, we should pause before we jump into the fear, because there's a lot of fear going on about this, and people are building their audiences and buying their merchandise, selling their stuff. So there's some money behind the fear, right? We should not fear whatsoever. But why was this eclipse so much special? Okay, it only comes every 24 years or so. It's come before, it's coming again. There will be lots of other solar eclipses, lunar eclipses, annular eclipses. Why this one? Well, I think people just picked it. Okay, we moved on from another fear-based thing. Now we're moving on to something else. Right now, in the next few weeks, this whole red heifer thing will be going out of crazy, and it doesn't take a prophet to figure that out. And again, as a Christian, we should not support animal sacrifice or this whole red heifer thing. We shouldn't celebrate. We should condemn it. Christ Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice, one and done, once for all. We're in the better covenant, the covenant of grace, the covenant with the power of the Holy Spirit. So we have the Holy Spirit now, but what is the language of this book, of Joel chapter 2? Is this talking about the systems of eclipses, of suns, of constellations, of stars? Is this talking about supernatural? What is this talking about? Is this the systems? You know, we've got multiple eclipses coming. Multiple, you know, solar eclipses, lunar eclipses, all that. this language here is not talking about the systems, which people freaked out about, and they need a little wisdom. It's talking about, if we look at Middle Eastern language, if we look at the times it was written, if we look at the context, not with our lenses on, take your lenses off, the 21st century North American lens. Try to put yourselves in their shoes a couple thousand years ago. Study the language, look at the context, look at the culture, look at their books, their literature. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood. If we look at Middle Eastern language, sun, moon, in this apocalyptic prophetic language, is talking about kings, princes. Compare scripture with scripture. It's not talking about a literal sun being turned to blood, moon to blood, sun to darkness. Even though we see on the day Jesus died, a supernatural happening of the sun going dark. That was part of the fulfillment here. So we look back on the fulfillment. We look back on parts of this being fulfilled. So the sun turned to darkness, the moon to blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord. And I believe that the awesome day of the Lord, that this was pointing to, because there are multiple days of the Lord in the scripture, usually leading to a judgment. So there's the day of the Lord leading to the judgment of Babylon. There's the day of the Lord leading to a destruction of Jerusalem. This one is talking about a day of the Lord of judgment that we saw within the generation that Christ said, you will see all these things take place, governments falling, you know, stars falling, you know, governments, nations falling, Jerusalem being judged, which we saw in 70 AD. So we need to take into consideration, you know, if there's a literal eclipse or lunar event, solar eclipse, whatever it is, we don't need to freak out. People start pointing to this literature. They start pointing to Joel. They start pointing to Isaiah and Jeremiah. But those are apocalyptic prophetic books using language to convey that spiritual truths, that kings and kingdoms will rise and fall. Armies will come. Look at the locusts in the book of Joel. It's not a positive thing. I can remember conferences being built around Joel's army, and people are saying it's a positive thing. Joel's army is not positive. Joel's army is locusts coming, and you know, a spiritual locust-like army coming, and there's going to be famine. There's going to be horrible things taking place. It's judgment, but after the judgment comes the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So that's my thoughts on all this. I mean, I don't get involved in the fear. I really don't. I've never had anybody ask me to make a statement on the coming eclipse or lunar events or solar events or anything else. And I don't get involved in that because I know the heavens declare the majesty of God. When we look up at creation, look around us at creation, we should worship. It shows us a designer. We should be in awe of the systems he set in place. We shouldn't think that the rapture, quote unquote, is going to happen, or that some people were seriously saying people will see reptilians. Oh my goodness. You got to be kidding me. Seriously. A question I have is, how many scholars were freaking out, biblical theological scholars were freaking out about this recent eclipse? Not a one that I know of. Not a single one. Why? They're scholars. They're in the Word of God. I think pop culture Christianity is leading us astray a little bit, which is why we all need to get into the scripture ourselves. We need to study it. We need to know how to study it. We need to know hermeneutics. We need to study it with the Holy Spirit.
Thank you so much for listening to Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky, a podcast that activates you to live the supernatural life. Subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and share it with your friends. Leave a 5-star rate and review, which helps us reach more people with the love and power of the Holy Spirit, and partner with us at fireborneministries.com. And may you live your best spirit-empowered life and have your own adventures in the Holy Spirit.